At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
People will very often try to respond to you on the level on which you address them. So if you say, "Aren't you wonderful? Aren't you splendid? My goodness, you're beautiful. Oh, you're so bright." People will try, even if they're not, they really will try to lift themselves up to that. On the other hand, if you say, "You know, you're a doll. You really are so low. You'll never be anybody. In fact, you're nobody now and you never have been." Sooner or later, that person will respond on the level on which he or she is addressed. Mm-hmm. He will say, figuratively or literally, "Let me show you where dog is. Let me show you where low really is. I will show you that." Years ago, I did a movie called Poetic Justice. And there was a young man the first day who cursed so I couldn't believe it. I walked around behind him and tried to ignore him. But the second day, he and another young man, black man, ran to each other and they were about to fight, and hundreds of extras started to run away. But one black man walked up to the two young men, and I walked up and I took one by his shoulder. I said, "Let me speak to you." He said, "If these men you do would do..." I said, "Let me speak to you, honey. If I tell you something..." I said, "No, let me talk to you, please." And he finally calmed down. And I said, "Do you know how much you needed? Do you know what you mean to us? Do you know that hundreds of years of struggle have been for you? You, please, baby, take a minute. Don't lose your life on a Zoom." I put my arm around him. He started to weep. The tears came down. That was Tupac Shakur. I took him, I walked him down into a little gully and kept his back to the people so they wouldn't see him. And I used my hands to dry his cheeks. And I kept talking to him sweetly, sweetly. For the next week while I was on that film, whenever I walked by, he would be saying, "So I told you..." Say, "Good morning, Miss Angela." Dears, try to introduce courtesy into your speech to each other. You have no idea what it will do for your brother or sister to whom you speak. Mm-hmm. And you surely have no idea what it will do for you. It will lift you up. I've tried a lot of things.
Yeah.
I've failed at some things and succeeded at some.
Yeah, but what I love about you is that you have attacked it all with great passion. I mean, I can look at all the books here that you have written. I can look at all the things you've done, from journalist to poet to writer to actor to producer, all of those kinds of things, which suggest this uncommon confidence in yourself and willingness to risk failure.
Yes, but maybe it's more dangerous to risk success. Well, a lot of people don't really want success.
I've never understood
this. This is true.
You mean because they don't want it, and the best evidence of that is that
they fail.
The best evidence of that is they don't try things.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. Yeah. But to succeed means that, I mean, you're in front of God and lots of responsible people, and you have to either eat your words or stand by them. I think that... I have agreed a long time ago, Charlie Rose, this may be my greatest blessing. I agreed a long time ago that...
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
but I would die. Now, if I can admit that no matter what happens, I will do this thing.
Yeah.
This is the biggest bugaboo of them all. I will do that. Well, then why couldn't I attempt something lesser?
Yeah.
So I will try. I won't say severely raped. All rape is severe. The rapist was a person very well known to my family. I was hospitalized. The rapist was let out of jail and was found dead that night, and the police suggested that the rapist had been kicked to death. I was 7 and a half. I thought that I had caused the man's death because I had spoken his name. That was my 7 and a half-year-old logic. So I stopped talking for 5 years. Now, to show you again how out of evil there can come good. In those 5 years, I read every book in the black school library. I read all the books I could get from the white school library. I memorized James Weldon Johnson, Paul Laurence Dunbar, County Cullen, and Langston Hughes. I memorized Shakespeare, whole plays, 50 sonnets. I memorized Edgar Allan Poe, all the poetry. Never having heard it, I memorized. I had Longfellow, I had Guy de Maupassant, I had Balzac, Rudyard Kipling. I mean, it was a Catholic kind of reading and Catholic kind of story. When I decided to speak, I had a lot to say and many ways in which to say what I had to say. I listened to the black minister. I listened to the melody of the preachers. And I could tell when they would start up on that kind of thing, when we know they mean to take our souls straight to heaven, or whether they meant to dash us straight to hell. I understood it. So out of this evil, which was a dire kind of evil, because rape on the body of a young person more often than not introduces cynicism. And there is nothing quite so tragic as a young cynic, because it means the person has gone from knowing nothing to believing nothing. In my case, I was saved in that muteness. You see, in the Sorda, I was saved. And I was able to draw from human thought, human disappointments and triumphs, enough to triumph myself.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.